B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to the rap party!
Hey!
On a Friday.
That was a good laugh, Roy.
I do what I can.
Big week. Short week.
Long, short week.
Longest, shortest week of my fucking life.
Roy with the F word, which is what makes this podcast wonderful.
Notice my hesitation. I was like, Can I say it?
And then your thought process was, who cares?
I'm saying one's listening anyway.
As you hear this on Friday, it is almost 10 a.m. We just got done with the show and the rap party, by the way. We recap the week's show. And I think we should start by saying that we are all going to be in a cabin together in the next 12 hours up at Beach Mountain.
So there might not be a show on Monday because we may kill each other.
I think we're going to have so much fun. We're not going to want to leave.
I think it's gonna be
fun. Only staying for one night. Nicole's staying for two.
Yeah, I'm going up tonight.
Do you want to say on the podcast who you're going up with?
I am going up with somebody.
With a friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. Yep. Cool.
Is your friend male or female?
It's a female.
Mm-hmm. That's Is she good. A good snowboarder?
I'm about to find out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you have friends because I know it's been tough lately. You've been going through it and
going through a breakup, yeah.
You need to get out and bring your friends and focus on you.
Honestly, Nicole, if we didn't have date night tonight, I'd come up tonight with you.
Oh, you got date night?
Yeah.
I got stuff.
No, I don't think Nicole's looking for a plus. That's a really good idea.
I know. You're right. I guess I invited myself on something that I should have.
I asked you guys if you guys were coming up because like where we're staying is like super close to the bars and stuff. So that's exciting.
Okay. Let's talk real quick. Outfits. What's everybody wearing?
To what?
To the 80s
party?
I'm wearing an MTV shirt.
I think I'm going the jazzercise route, like with the leggings and bodysuit. Yeah, the EG socks.
Yeah. Headband.
The big belt, maybe a headband. I'm having a hard time finding one, though.
Got to do the headband. I'm going to go to Morris Costumes here in just a little bit.
Oh, if you see one, will you get it for me?
Yep. My Miami Vice jacket that I got, white jacket, white pants, was too small. I'm hoping that they have, like, they have everything. They might have something.
Oh, they'll have
me.
Something.
Do you think they have leather bracelets? I'm trying to think of what to wear with an MTV shirt. Like, I need, like, something on my wrist.
Are you going headbanger MTV, or are you going Kaja Goo Goo, Too Shy, New Wave?
I'm going as Roy wearing an MTV shirt. I don't know.
Roy's like, I don't know who any of those people are.
Yeah, I don't know what you said.
There's British New Wave, and then there's American hair band.
I'm not wearing a wig.
Okay.
But I feel like I need more than just an MTV shirt. So if you see like a leather band,
Bandanas are big too.
Oh, bandanas?
Yeah, you can tie a bandana around your legs.
I thought you were doing the headband thing too.
What are you doing, Nicole?
I am. So, well, I was going black on black and just being myself. But
we nixed that.
But yes, I got peer pressured and I gave in. And now I ordered.
It's fun pressured. It's not peer pressure.
You call it what you want. But now I am wearing, you can pass it around. Remember the paper cups that you used to swish your water in?
Oh, it's the Fuck Jerry outfit.
It is. That's exactly what it is.
And it's a onesie. And I got it. It's hopefully, it says it'll be here by tonight. I'm hoping it'll be here a little earlier than that.
Cutting it close.
Arriving by 9 p.m., but it's out for delivery right now.
Oh, cool. And I also...
Usually on Amazon, you can watch to see where it is.
That's what I'm doing.
7:38, it was out for delivery
in
Charlotte.
And they didn't have a large... So I got an extra large, and, you know, I have been stress eating, and that's cool. But let me tell you something. If that doesn't look good, you best believe
you gonna work it.
That black on black is coming back with the ripped jeans and the Converse. But here's what also I'm doing. I'm getting the MTV logo in the back of my head.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's going to be cool.
Awesome. Yeah.
Are you all right. So what about Sterling?
He has this massive, poofy 80s looking jacket.
Okay.
It yells 80s when you look at it.
Nice.
Evidently, he's
like
been
like a jogging suit type material?
It looks like a heavy jacket.
Oh, okay.
He's been to
probably
multiple...
Probably a starter jacket.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. But he's been to multiple 80s parties, so he has like an outfit already ready to go.
Dallas?
Dallas isn't coming to the party.
A pair?
She's working on her outfit today.
I mean, an Italian woman who's only been in America for a month, and you tell her, hey, we're coming to an 80s party. She's like, what?
She did a lot of Googling.
Yeah.
Well, I thought Grease was 80s. I was going to go I was going to go leather pants.
Also, MC Hammer was like 90. So the Hammer pants aren't even really 80s. They're more 90s. All right, what else do we need to recap from this week, Nicole?
Well, we had a busy last weekend with you guys in Florida and us at the All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't talk about me traveling anymore, so what's next?
Let's talk about your All-Star experience.
Evidently, we've had too much vacation talk recently. Yeah. So I'm participating in a charity this weekend, if you guys want to talk about that.
That'll be next week's wrap party.
Okay. It will be next week's wrap party.
No, it was funny, though, when you guys did talk about how you went to a restaurant and there wasn't enough seats for everyone. So two people had to eat at the table, and those two people were...
They had to go to the bar.
Yeah, I'm sorry, at the bar, yeah, and that was...
It was my mom and my brother.
And then Roy and Sterling were guests, mm-hmm. So Sterling was saying, and you told all this on the air, which was funny, Sterling was saying, hey, were we invited even?
Yeah, we were kind of whispering, because he thought maybe I messed up, because that's really reasonable that I screwed up and, like, didn't tell them, and I'm like, no, they knew.
No, it wasn't.
Like, maybe they forgot, and then we were like, should we leave? And I'm like, I think that would make them upset.
It would make it worse.
You know.
No, the problem was is that we had invited all of these people, but not everybody had RSVP'd. So the two people that hadn't RSVP'd when we decided how many people were going, then jumped on last minute, and there wasn't enough places to sit. So my mom and my brother had to sit at the bar, and that didn't go over well afterwards.
Because your mom's boyfriend was the one who set the whole thing up.
Yes. And it's not that my mom didn't mind about sitting at the bar. It was the fact that I think that her boyfriend let her sit at the bar, which, you know, started a whole thing.
Oh, it wasn't good. And he was trying to coordinate their meals and our meals and send food over.
He was trying to be nice. He just doesn't know how to handle that kind of situation. So, you know.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
It's good quality.
It's good quality. Yeah. Good quality.
Best meal ever.
What kind of food was it?
Italian.
Oh, nice. Okay.
American Italian.
American Italian.
Oh, really? Yeah. That wasn't authentic Italian?
No.
What's the au pair say?
My babysitter?
Yeah, what does she say? What does she say about the Italian food here? This is interesting.
No, she said it's not real Italian.
You said
my babysitter?
You're a pair.
My babysitter.
Why do you call her a babysitter?
Because we're not allowed to call her the au pair anymore. Because it sounds bougie.
Oh.
Oh, it's our boss.
Stop.
Did you not have a meeting that we had this week?
Stop.
So she's the babysitter.
Okay, what's the difference? You have an au pair. People deal with babysitting issues, too. It's the same thing. They have a nanny.
I know, but by the way, the au pair situation is much cheaper than having an actual nanny or a babysitter.
So. You went the cheaper. You adopted a... You took a youngster... A young adult in as a, like an exchange student to watch your child.
Yeah, but people don't get it and they don't know what it is, so they think it's bougie.
I'm not allowed
to
talk about my dog that I adopted because evidently adopting a dog is bougie. I don't know anymore. My bosses think there were some bougie people.
Our boss said, talk about a dog with no teeth.
Yeah, and I was like, fine, that's my sister's. She bought him from a flea market.
It's got fleas. It's got fleas.
Which that was a rescue in itself.
My dog did have fleas when I got him.
I know.
Which is why you guys can't buy your next dog.
I know.
That's okay. I'm not getting
problem,
anymore.
No. We're going to have to talk about it one day, Nicole. Anyway.
We'll come home from the vet.
By the way, this is a true story. We were back in the office and going through old audio from years ago on the show before Nicole was here. And some guy was on our show talking about running a puppy mill.
We have a side. We were asking people what their side hustles were.
And he sold, was selling dogs.
He sold dogs.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Ask me if you think he would have gotten on the air.
Oh, our last producer let him right through.
Not only that, he sold boxer puppies, and I asked how much.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
And moving on. Remember that.
You weren't here.
Oh, okay.
Riley was filling in for
you.
You were on maternity.
I think I even blocked it. I was like, what? We allowed that on the air?
And then tell her what the next call was. That was awesome.
I forgot, buddy. I don't know.
We go, all right, Mike, or whoever, what's your side hustle? He goes, I do tattoos out of the back of my truck. True story.
And then we were inviting him up to the studio.
And we're like, oh, we want
tattoos
one.
For us. Yeah. And he like thought about it. He's like, well, I got to drop off Kenny in a little bit.
All right. So, okay, can't talk. But yes, Lorenz, anyway, babysitter. Lorenz babysitter from Italy said, we don't eat real Italian food. We eat Americanized Italian food.
Yes.
I love our version, so
yeah, I
want their version.
Come
I'm
over and eat at the house one night. We'll all do a little evening where you open some wine. We can all help cook.
Yes.
It'll be fun.
I mean, come on. It has to be just like noodles, creams, and like sauce.
Real Italian is a lot lighter than like the Americanized version of Italian food.
Of course. Yeah.
We're filled with gluttony. All right. What else? We talk about real quick about All-Star Weekend because you guys weren't here. You were in Florida, but yeah, All-Star Weekend was...
Tell us all about it.
We hung out on Saturday, and we got invited to go to this, like, pre-party that was put on by Express, the clothing line, and they have a partnership with the NBA. It's called, like, Dress Like a Pro, and so we got invited to it, so we went, and, I mean, it was just, like, everything you think that, it was red carpeted.
At Vita.
At the
Epicenter.
That's so cool.
Vita became the Express store.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so they had not only did they have a pop-up store, but they also, like, because it was invite only, so you got this, like, a t-shirt or whatever, and they had this machine that could write anything you wanted on the back of the shirt.
I saw those. And I almost said that is what Loren likes one time, because it's like a screen printer that you can put on anything. Yeah.
And you type in what you want. And then it goes over and then they run it over the ink, and it goes over the shirt and shoots it on the shirt in a perfect line.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and so, you know, I got mine all-star decked out. It's like 2019 NBA All-Star Weekend, and then I got the Hornets logo, like, all over, and, like, basketballs and stuff. And, you know, here we go. Here's Manny, right? He has the option to get whatever he wants. Why don't you go ahead and tell them what you got on your shirt?
So Nicole's like, get your...
If it's anything except for the MRL logo, you're fired.
No, we have plenty of MRL logo stuff. And I said that, and I was like, I don't want to put my... Because other people were putting their Insta handle on their shirt. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I put the name of my street, but I live in a cul-de-sac. And so, like, there's five houses in our cul-de-sac, and we're all, you know, good friends, bonfires and stuff out there in Waxhaw. So we call it the sack. So I got the name of my street and then the sack in quotes.
The sack?
That's what he got on the back of his Express shirt.
As in ball sack?
Front, on the front of it. It says the name of my street, and then it says the sack in
like
quotes.
So, like, South Sack. Like, if you lived on South Boulevard, it would be South Sack.
Yeah, I know. It just says the name of my street, then it just says the Sack, because that's what we call it. We're in the Sack on our neighborhood, the street, we're in the Sack.
That's what he got. And, I mean, the t-shirts, like, if you just went and got that t-shirt at Express, that'd be like a $35 t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's what he got on his shirt.
But I'll wear it to the pool and stuff up in my neighborhood.
Okay.
Don't judge Judgerson.
It's your t-shirt.
They did have jumpsuits that we wanted, but those were sold out. You could do hoodies. You could do, like, denim shirts.
Customize all of it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. People had jumpsuits customized.
I got a short sleeve hoodie.
That's what were they called? Romp hems? Remember those?
No.
I know those.
It's like what Cam Newton wore.
Yeah. Did they have those?
No.
No.
There was a rom-com on TV, though.
Mm-hmm. No, not the same.
No, not the same.
And then we got invited on Saturday to go to Amigos pop-up show brought to you by Mountain Dew. And it was funny because the boys from Amigos kept thanking Mountain Dew. You know, they're like, when I say mountain, you say dew.
That's pretty cool. Now, do you think these things are really popped up and, like, the deals made, like, that week? Or do you think it's done, you know, months in advance and it's just they don't announce it?
I think both, because the one that this Migos pop-up almost got shut down because the NBA didn't know about it. Oh. And
no permits.
And yeah, so, like, people were flooding the Epicenter trying to figure out, like, where they would be.
They knew it. They knew it was a thing.
Like, they, yeah.
How did they know?
Well, they had a show later that night in Noda, I believe. Okay. So maybe, like, it got leaked or something.
And Mountain Dew, I think, leaked it. That was the whole thing. It was a Mountain Dew pop-up.
So people were going crazy. And so just, like, an hour before, one of our friends who works there and helped us with it, he even was like, this might not happen. The NBA is trying to shut it down.
Wow.
Like, also fun.
Yeah.
So we have a studio down there at the Epicenter, at Beasley Media Group Studio. It's a remote studio, kind of like the Today Show with windows and stuff.
Yeah.
And all the radio equipment inside.
We never used that.
So I went to CVS. I bought us two tall boys, and we sat there and we drank and waited for the call to go up to the Migos show, which was at Whiskey River, by the way. And Nicole went back and got three more tall boys for me and her friend and I, and we made a drinking game.
That's cool.
And we sat there, and what was the rules of the drinking game?
The drinking game, because, I mean, I can't explain how many people there were. At all times, there was like 100 people walking by, and we drank if we saw a crazy outfit, an away jersey or media credentials.
So you guys basically just drank the entire time you were there.
Yes.
And then I went to the game to watch the All-Star Saturday night. That's where I ran into Cam and helped him through security, which we talked about. And then Nicole went back to the studio and played more.
Yeah. So some of my other friends came and we were trying to go to different places in the epicenter. And the lines were crazy. You just couldn't move. So we went to CVS, got some beer and champagne, and sat our asses back down in the studio.
In the Beasley studio. But everyone's like trying to get in or understand what it is.
Tell everyone what they were doing.
So people were coming up to the, like, putting their mixtapes up against the window, like, play my song!
That's crazy.
Or, like, putting their handles.
Thinking that, like, we're live right there in that moment.
Yep.
And I'm just like, hey.
Yeah.
I do love the fact that we have a studio up at the Epicenter. We need to use it more.
The thing is, in the morning, there's not a lot going on at the Epicenter. But what we can do one day is like...
Let's do like a night show.
We should have done a night show. Then you replay in the morning. We can all sleep and the night show plays. I know.
Oh, why didn't we think of that beforehand?
Believe me. We did that once. We did a show in Lake Tahoe at the casino, from the casino, where a listener won a grand prize and got to make a $25,000 bet. And we recorded it that night and sent it back to the studio and they played it.
That's cool.
Yeah. We'll figure out the logistics on our end.
Well, and I heard Whiskey River Mountain Dew, like, totally, like, it was, like, almost unrecognizable inside. I heard they really did a good job of redoing Whiskey River.
They did, dude. And that's the same thing with the Express store. You had no idea that it was Vita.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
And it's going to be that way for the RNC, too. In fact, what did he say? Our friend who runs Vita and Blackfin said the RNC is already, you know, they're already planning on it. And like CNN bought that for the DNC and it became the CNN Bar and Grill. And he said it's going to be the same thing, but they're doing it bigger and better for the RNC.
But you know what I mean? Like Whiskey River is really customized. So someone had to come in, get all the measurements, and then specifically make a Mountain Dew set for Whiskey River that they'll never be able to really reuse.
Yeah.
Our friend also said Secret Service has been through. They've been in the last year. They've already come through in the last year to check everything out.
They'll do multiple.
Getting layouts, figuring out how to, the secret doorways schematics they can use.
Yep. That's what it was like when One Direction came here.
And it was like that with Five Seconds of Summer. Mm-hmm. They had their own security crew.
Yeah. Yep.
So Kevin Hart had his own security crew.
Somebody fainted here waiting for 5 Seconds of Summer to come. And I felt really bad for this girl. She had to be 15, 16 years old. And the security guard, who was Australian, told me to stop and handled it all on their own, came back to me a little later and goes, this happens all the time. She lies. They lie so that they could say, you know, can I get something autographed or can I get a ticket to tonight's show?
Whoa. My God.
So he handled it like a champ because I would have given her whatever she wanted.
Yeah, that was crazy. They would follow us. Remember, because they did a secret show too, they would follow us.
Yeah.
Fans are crazy, man. We just got the wrap up from Nicole.
My son Dean's in the studio. Dean, say hi.
Hello.
Hi.
All right,
let's wrap up the wrap party.
Wrap it up.
There you go. Good stuff on the wrap party.
Doubt, wrap it up.
Tell a friend to join the MRL Show family.
And wrap it up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.